What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Jets just wrapped up an interview with Arthur Smith as well. That guy's interviewing with everybody.
I love it, man.
Arthur Smith's making the rounds.
Hey, hey, Woody, you can look at my boy real quick.
Yeah. Favors? Favors?
He might not even be the damn OC in Pittsburgh next year.
He'd be available then. Yeah. He'd be available then. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
You know, one of the best things about this job, at least for us, not so much Randy because he is that athlete, is meeting athletes and finding out that most of them are just regular dudes who just played professional sports. A lot of them are very down to earth.
Except for me?
Yeah, you're not.
No,
you're a diva. This is how we wanted to tell you. You got a real attitude problem.
No, you're the athlete in this situation.
Okay.
Is real down to earth and all our brother and whatnot.
Okay.
So LeBron James was just on the New Heights podcast yesterday, and of course the question about Christmas comes up. I just thought it was funny. The whole answer is funny. I just thought it was funny to hear LeBron James drop F-bombs.
Oh. And are we going to do that?
Play it for you.
We're going to get in trouble, Bo.
Who owns Christmas? According to you.
Oh.
I love that question.
Okay.
But Christmas is the NBA's. We are sneaking in on that territory now.
I saw the f***ing numbers after the fact. You guys kicked our ass, all right? Okay. From a viewership standpoint, y'all kicked our ass. You had the games weren't as great as they should have been.
They should, yeah.
Well, you have f***ing Beyonce come out there.
I think Beyonce.
Mahomes and Travis, you guys go there and kick Pittsburgh's ass. Beyonce comes out there. But I had, when you go out there, you got your little brother and he may get beat up one time. You're like, hey, we didn't lose that fight.
Well, you kind of did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Not a good comparison.
No. I mean, yeah, that was only... it went close.
Mm-mm, no,
it's, damn,
and it would never be.
It was on Netflix.
They could put who would be the least sexy matchup in the NFL? The Jaguars and the
Jets?
And the Jets?
Or anybody, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It did
whatever.
Not matter. Yeah.
You could put whatever you want. They're going to get higher ratings than the NBA. That's not,
the least viewed game of football. You take all the basketball games combined. They still got more viewers. But it was just funny to hear him on there dropping F-bombs.
LeBron a cusser, man.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, LeBron a big cusser.
Who's the weirdest, like, the person you haven't heard cuss, and then you heard him cuss, and it was, like, the most uncomfortable? It's like, well, that didn't sound right. That didn't sound right,
like,
coming out.
Athlete or?
Anybody. Yeah, I mean, just a celebrity.
You know what?
It could be your uncle, but, like, if it's someone everybody
knows,
it'd be
better.
Like
to hear curse? I've never heard him curse before. Mike Conti.
Oh, you haven't?
I never heard Mike curse before.
Because he was maybe going to be the example that I gave.
Really? I've never heard Mike curse before.
You don't want to be in one of the meetings where he's cursing.
Really?
No, Mike's, great point.
Mike is mad like that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But, like, sometimes he'll just cuss in casual conversation, too. And it's always a little bit like, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know if it's for me. I like FCC regulated Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not everybody. Like, Mike's great at a lot of things.
Cussing ain't one of them?
Not cussing. Not cussing.
Yeah, I never heard Mike Conti curse before.
Well, when you do, you let me know how it feels.
All right.
Because it didn't feel right when I heard it.
I got scared.
You did?
I got legitimately, yeah.
Now, I've never been like that. I've never been MF'd by Mike
Conti. He used some profanity, not at me, but
what'd you do?
In response to news that I told him.
Oh.
Well, he did not like it.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, never heard him cuss.
Curious as to what the news was.
Yeah, what'd you tell him? Like,
oh, he was, I don't even remember.
All right.
It wasn't like that big a deal, but it wasn't like it was something he was going to have to respond to as a boss. But
somebody did some dumb stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember specifically. Yeah,
you do.
You going to spill it?
No, he's not.
I really don't remember specifics.
Speaking of people that curse, so Ryan Caldwell has finally spoken up. If you don't know who that guy's name is, he is the Philly fan.
Mm. What do you got to say?
He does like
so.
The
look,
cuss. Yeah.
I'm going to read you what he had to say, and what he has to say actually answers two very important points to me.
Okay.
All right, point number one.
What's wrong with you?
Most females that we know, you're going to do one of two things when in that situation. You're either going to turn around and give it right back to the guy.
Right.
Or you're going to turn around and kind of whimper, be scared of, or maybe fearful for your life.
Right.
This chick did
She was standing tall.
She just sat there, though, almost like she was, I just did something bad and got away with it. If you look at her, that's kind of what she looks like. Two.
Are you defending this dude?
I'm not condoning his actions. Two, the guy's filming it, and he started his filming at a specific and certain point while she's just sitting there doing nothing.
Edited footage.
All right, so here's what the guy had to say, and there are truths to what he is saying while I'm not condoning what he did, because you never don't – you can have fun with people at a sports. Just don't get off with the cursing and stuff.
There's a line, and he crossed it.
All right. He says, there are two sides to every story.
True.
The video clip circulating online does not reflect the full context of what transpired, and my actions were not without provocation. Mm. So I'm just saying that it stands to reason maybe she was jawing and calling him names – before he turned around,
did you? Okay, let me ask you something, Bo, because you do this a lot. You go to Falcons, you go to the Falcons Saints game a lot, right?
Yeah, I try to go every year.
Yes, as a Saints fan, right? Yes. Okay, when does the trash talking go back and forth? When does it go back and forth? When your team is winning, right?
Well, it depends, because sometimes fans turn around looking for Saints fans. That's when it starts.
But that's what I'm saying.
Don't go after people.
But no, but I'm saying, but that usually happens when you're here in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
What was that game at?
When they're winning.
Yeah. What was that game at?
It was in Philly.
It's in Philly. What the hell was she jawing about? Philly was kicking their ass the whole game.
Oh, but they were probably talking trash back
about
and forth.
About what? Philly was getting ass whooped. I mean, Green Bay was losing the whole game.
I don't know. Well, she was mad. Usually when visiting teams are playing well, and it was after a play, it was after a penalty or something like that. She was cheering that there was a penalty or something like that.
You can't cheer because of the penalty?
I'm just saying, before he's turned around and started videoing, because he did start videoing after something happened.
I just feel like, what could she possibly have said
to be called them kind of names?
This is a drunk sports fan. All you got to do is, I mean, you could talk about one region of their body, and most dudes are going to get so upset that they'll call somebody names.
I don't believe him.
Oh, Yes,
I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt.
He's not getting the benefit of the doubt. He said.
Sounds like a lawyer.
That sounds like his damn his union rep wrote that from his job that he got
fired.
Well,
he don't have a job anymore, so he doesn't have a union.
Dork.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm not going.
She may have been poking the prodder because
she may have been poking the prodder.
Dude was sitting there filming, waiting on a reaction. Not defending his woman.
So what you think he did? He was like, hey, babe, I'm about to get him.
Say something to this drunk guy so we can get him fired from
his
job.
Or maybe that's just her personality.
Maybe.
You know? I don't know.
I wasn't there.
Speaking of people that are mad, do y'all know who Danielle Collins is?
No.
John Collins' mom.
Not John Collins' mom. Maybe his cousin, though. She is the number 10 ranked women's tennis player in the world.
Yeah, obviously Abe knew who she was.
Yeah, Abe sent me the story, as a matter
of fact. John Collins' sister.
Could be cousin. Okay. So Danielle Collins, very good tennis player, went into the Australian Open early this morning and beat an Aussie. When you go into any country to play tennis, especially one that, you know, like Australia, where it's very, very popular, you're probably going to get booed. Well, her response in her post-game press conference was freaking golden.
Yeah, you know, obviously my professional career is not going to last forever. And so I just remind myself every day, like when I have that kind of stuff, like they're paying my bills. Like every person that's bought a ticket to come out here and heckle me or, you know, do what they do, like it's all going towards the Danielle Collins fund. So
nice.
Bring it on. I love it.
Nice.
So me and my group of girlfriends, we love a five-star vacation. So I can guarantee you that check is going to go towards our next five-star trip, hopefully to the Bahamas. We like boats. We like big boats. We like yachts. So, yeah.
Just like us.
We'll post about and let you guys know how it goes.
Nice.
I like boats.
Done.
I love
well handled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well boats handled. And everything. Good for her, man. The Bahamas is awesome.
Thanks for booing me and all the money.
Yeah.
See ya.
I mean, that's, yeah, just stick
it's a great
like
mentality.
It really is, yeah. especially to the ones that are, well, we pay your.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Salary.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks. All this money
is
awesome.
Not only
are you reserved the right to boo, but you're also reserved, you can pay our bills. Yeah.
Thanks for all that money.
Your percentage of what you pay my salary with, we went out to dinner on that.
Yeah, right.
Here. Yeah. You don't pay for this ride at his house.
And last one real quick. Somebody that was mad and may not be much anymore, Bo Jackson, is giving up the $21 million judgment lawsuit that he had on his, let's see, hold on, I want to make sure I get the family members right. Niece and nephew who were trying to extort money out of him. So back in 2023, Bo Jackson had a, and this was in Cobb County, had a restraining order placed on his niece and nephew and sued them for $20 million because he says they were trying to extort money from him.
Beyond people, man.
He has now decided, the court agreed with him, by the way. He has now decided to drop all that, but he is keeping the restraining order open. And this is all decided by a judge in Cobb County.
They probably ain't got $20 million.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Does? Where did they get
$20 million?
Unless they extorted it all from
him. Yeah, exactly.
Are you put on a payment plan when you get sued for that much money that you don't have?
Yeah, you file for bankruptcy.
Yeah. garnish your wages and take all your assets.
You'll go to jail if you don't pay it, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I didn't think they just take all your stuff.
Yeah, file for Chapter 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't try to extort your family members.
Be our own people.
Get a job.
Ask them nicely sometimes or get your own job.
Yeah, get a job. Just get a job.
Old people.
People are paying all kinds of money to do weird stuff on the internet.
It's true. Feet are allowed.
Put your feet on the internet. Leave Uncle Bo alone, okay? Bo knows.
Bo knows a lawyer.
Bo knows feet. I know feet.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.